This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
The fear of outliving your money, certainly not a new concern for retirees, but it's becoming even a bigger concern for many of us thanks to factors like inflation and longevity. I'm Alex Dingman, along with Scott McLean. This is Financial Insanity, out-of-the-box thinking for your financial sanity. If you hear something today that resonates with you, raises some questions possibly, the number 609-488-4646. Again, 609-488-4646. Thank you so much for joining us today, as always. So we're going to talk about getting some confidence that you can have enough money in retirement. Also going to talk about how boomers currently up to bat, but Gen X is on deck. And later on, taxes trivia, putting Scott to the test once again. But, you know, Scott, latest research on retirement confidence painting a pretty bleak picture, and I'm sure you're not surprised with the things that you hear, but half of retirees report their overall spending higher than expected. Also, percentage of retirees who feel their retirement lifestyle is lower than they expected is also increasing. And what do you think is playing into this, Scott? Is this stuff that you're hearing?
Alex, and those of you listening right now, this is a real concern these times of year when you have the political pundits out there, whether you're Democrat, Republican listening right now, this can be skewed. Your biases kick in. What are you talking about finances, Scott, and the biases? Biases can really skew the way you're thinking. I think about years ago, the seniors didn't live as long as they are now. And when you throw in the economic concerns right now, we see what's happening. This is real when you look at the border problems. Rapid inflation for those in the 80s or people my age, 60 to 70 years old. I'm almost 65. We grew up in a different time, but is it different? Is it really different? Is it the same worries those people back when I got in the business in 1982? Got my licenses in 83. The stock market was screaming, but so was interest rates screaming. Those of you remember 1984 to 1990, the interest rates were screaming. Is it different? No, it's not different. It's the way we perceive things. Alex, you know, people living longer and the economic stability, are we there? We got the highest debt ever. And now we're coming to the debt ceiling as we talk about that and printing more money. I don't want you guys, listen, come here, listen to me real quick. I don't want you to start drinking coffee with some special adult beverage in it. Let's stay off the adult beverages. I'm not here to discourage you. I'm here to encourage you to say, you know what? What should you do? How can we enjoy those of you heading into retirement, those of you that are in retirement, really enjoy your family and enjoy your children, maybe build that relationship with your children. Maybe it's gone awry. Maybe getting to know your mom and dad before they go take the flight. And I think the biggest worries I hear about not only is only money, but what do we do with ourselves? You think about employment in 2008, the unemployment rate spiked. Could it spike now heading into, here it is, 2024? Alex, I don't know if we're hitting the areas. I don't want people starting getting depressed.
No.
We look at the high inflation. We're looking at the people living a lot longer.
Yeah.
And then we have people getting divorced these days, the young women and men, young, I should say, my age, and they're having to restart. This is where you need a coach.
Right.
This is where you need to help understand, where do I go? And this is, again, is someone you can lean on What do we do? How do we handle it? I got a Alex. Guess what? I got a call yesterday, and the gentleman has got a wonderful business. And from this radio station, if you're listening to me right now and listen to Alex, we love your phone calls. We're going to be setting something up on our website where you can ask questions, and I'll answer them. I'll have Bonnie send them out to you, but she'll give me a slew of questions. I'll probably get them out there and answer the questions by a Friday, let's say, and try to get your questions, your concerns, because there's a lot out there. And a lot of times people are afraid to ask questions because they think, oh, my question's stupid. I don't want to ask. Stop the nonsense. You want to ask these questions because you need to prepare. And there's nothing worse than not preparing and all of a sudden getting slammed. And so we think about the concerns out there. Please go to our website. Alex, I don't know if they have our website out there. It's Alex, you have a website address?
Yeah. And so the great thing is, too, simple, easy, 609-488-4646.com. You can add the .com there to the end of the number. Again, 609-488-4646. Please do send in your questions. We mold the content for the show based on the questions that we get sent in, the things that Scott hears in his office. And you know, this is really important because retirement, such a great thing. So many things to look forward to. And we don't want people to have these worries, Scott, about outliving their money. What are we going to do about high inflation, volatility, longevity, all of these things? We want people to be confident. And there are things people can put in place to be more confident with their retirement, right?
There is. Now, you think about the housing market. I've got a lot of people coming into our office. We're talking about the retirement. Just before Alex, you and I sat together on this radio show today, I had a meeting with a client that his wife has MS. They've been clients with me for now, I guess, almost 15, 18 years. And now they're burning cash like the water faucet because they want to keep her at home. How do we handle it? And looking at how much money they have, how do we conserve it? How do we know when we're working with the children? We work with a child. I won't say his name, but we're working with the son, brilliant CFO of a huge, huge company. Now we're down to earth talking about mom and dad. And how is the money lasting? Using the rule of four, the rule of four out there. You might want to write that down, the rule of four. Am I using the rule of four when I pull out money? Well, they're using the rule of four, pulling out money for mom's care at home. This is another concern. Alex, you talked about, you know, opening the show, that the latest research about confidence and what's happening in the confidence world. Well, the housing market, do you want to move? Do we want to downsize? That was our question today. Do I want to get a smaller house and take care of my lovely bride as I have in-care nursing? And those are some questions right now. Should we move? Should we sell our house, Scott, right now? And we want to go down to North Carolina, South Carolina. Damn, Florida's too hot. Well, I have a place in Florida, and I would agree with you. There's a lot of areas in the hot. St. Augustine's a beautiful place. I used to live near. The question is, should you sell your house or not? These are real, real questions. And then you go to your friends, but you're not looking on the economic standpoint. Those of you in New Jersey, you're not paying as much taxes in Florida, or maybe you're paying more tax. I think that has changed. The inheritance tax has changed. So there's a lot of questions you have. And you think about the latest research, as Alex brought up, the confidence. I want our clients to feel confident. Yes, the turmoil, as I started off, the political turmoil can make you spin out of control. The relationship with your family, maybe a divorce, could spin out of control. Get some help. I'd love to answer your questions if I can, real one-on-one versus on the radio, because there's a lot of deep concerns out there. And you know what, this high volatility, you said the stock market, there are places to put your money where you can put your head on your pillow and relax and say, you know what, I don't want to lose my principal. I want to get income. Where do I put my money for income for life? And those are the questions I'm here because, you know, you want to have those retirement concerns both before retirement and into retirement. And we're looking at combination of a 2008. Could we be in a 2008 situation? Yeah, we could. We could be. I know several of you right now are listening. Why? Because you've told me that. You've called in. Scott, thanks so much. I've listened to your show all the time. Well, I'm glad. We're down to earth. We want to give you some real answers, not some cookie cutter solutions and reading off a stupid script. I'm here to guide you through it. You know, now going into our, 40-something year in the business, and things do change, but things don't change. The question is, how are you changing in retirement?
Yeah, And Scott, we just got a couple minutes left here in this segment, but I don't know if this will surprise you, but latest survey showing people just don't know where to go for advice. 2 in 5, not sure where to turn for solid retirement planning advice. And also 24% of Gen Xers, 38% of boomers met with a financial advisor last year, only that percentage. And so, you know, sometimes it's just educating folks, Scott, and you know, I'm sure you don't, but, you know, I'm sure as we might just in this field take for granted what people know. And then you see numbers like this, and it just speaks to the fact that a lot of people are blind out there. And this is where you can step in and help guide people because you've been through it.
I think not only they're blind, they're afraid of getting sold, Alex. They're afraid of somebody. If I go meet with the fear of the unknown, the fear of change, if I go meet with the financial advisor, is he or she going to try to sell me? Right. And I can tell you, when I meet with people, Alex, the nicest thing is when they leave, hide your checkbook, hide your wallet. You cannot do business with me.
Mm-hmm.
And they think, what are you, crazy? You're listening to me right now. I'm giving you my word. When I meet with people for the first time, it may be even a second time because they want a second or third opinion. This is very, very near and dear to you because almost like if your lovely spouse got cancer, or if you got cancer, when my mom and dad got cancer, you get a second and third opinion. Why? Because you want to make sure. And anybody who does business on the first time with anybody, I just think they're double dumb because they need to make sure, am I doing the right thing? And that's why, Alex, you bring up the statistics where 2 in 5 really weren't sure where to turn to and the solid retirement advice. Well, because the next stat was only 24% of Gen Xers and 38% of boomers like myself meet with financial advisors. Why? Because they're afraid they're going to get sold, not educated. And Alex, you and I have been working together for years now. We think about talking about this, talking to our clients for all of our educational workshops. And not one of my workshops since I've been doing educational workshops, I ever tried to sell a product or even sell my book, even though I think people should get their hands on it. I can tell you that when I wrote the book, The Three Blind Mice, it pulls it together. Don't be afraid. Give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. Give our studios a call. Ask the questions to Bonnie if I'm really busy in appointments. We set aside time to return your calls or to answer the emails that you'll be coming in, and Bonnie's in charge of that. But we want to help you. I can tell you that's how our name has gotten around so well because we're not going to beg or bug you, and we don't want you to be afraid of not asking a question because you're going to feel that you have to be sold or pay a fee. Let me help you.
609-488-4646@a.com for the website. Well, you were hitting on baby boomers and Gen Xers. That's going to be what we're talking about next. Boomers up to bat, Gen X on deck. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McClain.
Scott McClain at McClain Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McClain Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McClain. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McClain from McClain Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McClain Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McClain Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online, 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice.
Frankly, you could have your grandkids tweet out to your friends or go on the Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is and say, I got great information from Scott.
And you left out TikTok there as you're rambling the different social media being used by the kids today. You got to remember that TikTok.
Oh, that's right. Tickety-tock.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Thousands of baby boomers retire every day. And by 2030, they're all going to be 65 years old. Then if baby boomers are up to bat for retirement, that means Generation X is on deck. Financial Insanity, I'm Alex Dingman along with Scott McLean. If you hear something today, raises some questions, 609-488-4646 is the number, 609-488-4646. And Scott, we're going to talk about Gen X here in just a moment, but 10,000 boomers turning 65 each and every day. And when you have that many people leaving the workforce, it's going to be some potential impact on the economy, I would think, Scott.
Huge impact. Leaving the economy. And of course, that's why you want to have more kids. So we have people to pay for these Social Security benefits. What is it? For every retiree getting Social Security, we're going to have a problem that one equals one. Could we get to that denomination for every person that retires? You got to have one person to pay for that. That's a big problem when it used to be a 20-to-1 many years ago. So it's going to be a big impact, people leaving. I find this funny. I think it's real funny. I remember when I was a young little rat a couple years ago when my dad was around and a brilliant man. And he says, son, as you build your companies out, and we've had a couple companies. I've done a lot of real estate. I bought a lot of real estate properties, built a development in a place called Tom's River, New Jersey on Todd Road. You'll see McLean Court, Winston Court, build a bunch of, we just had fun while I was running the business. And he says, son, when you get older, just remember, look at the older person. They've got a lot of wisdom. Don't fire an older person if they've got a lot of wisdom, insight. That was really helpful to me. Now that I'm the older guy, luckily I have my own business. They can't fire me because I'm ugly. But the neatest thing is, you know, I think we have a lot of people that are getting out of the business. We have a lot of older people staying in the business. But imagine them leaving, and now you bring in a young stud or studette in the industry, and they don't have the wisdom. They have the drive. They have the energy. But that could, of course, cause a problem called quality control, cause a problem called excessive work or excessive time. Maybe people are spending time looking at their phones versus looking at the work. You've got these young studs and studettes. They think they know everything, but they have some older person like myself helping educate them, like I do with George, who's been with me for many, many years, a brilliant financial planner and financial advisor. And he's luckily listening to me and taking that in. I hope those young people out now are doing that as the old people are leaving, the baby boomers are leaving. This is going to cause a rumble in the market. Remember, the old folks like myself, we have the majority of money and the younger folks want it. And the question is, how will it last? Are they getting the financial education they need to make their money last? And I think that's really important, Alex. Yep. Are they getting that education? What do they do with their money and how do they handle it? And I don't know if mom and dad's really talking to them because there's no financial classes in school that are doing it.
Well, sure. And, you know, one thing that everybody wants is to leave a legacy. And one legacy could be financial support for, you know, generations behind you. And one area where you Gen Xers could, you know, learn something from boomers is getting started early. And so you have these Gen Xers right now, maybe they're in their mid-50s, still 10 to 15 years from retirement, but that doesn't mean they should just be sitting back and wait. They've been hearing about retirement. They've been thinking, oh, that's my dad. That's my mom. That's the baby boomers. Yep. No, that's now you almost. And so now's the time for those folks to really be thinking about it, if not even before now.
Now, Alex, you're a lot younger than I am, but I think what's so funny, nothing has changed. You think about when you're a little kid and Christmas was coming, for those who celebrate Christmas, and you look in the countdown, and here it is July 2000, and all of a sudden you're about to have Christmas. You're a young little whippersnapper, and July to December 25th is so far away. But us older folks are thinking it's right around the corner.
Yep.
And you think about almost retirement. It's almost the same thing. It's right around the corner. So I'd like to give those of you a quick heads up on math. Let me give you a quick math. If you have grandkids or kids, I call it 10% rule. I call it the 10% rule. I have said this several times on my shows. I know, Alex, you've brought it up many, many times. When you talk about the 10% rule, what does that mean, Scotty? Well, here's what it means, y'all. You ready? Brainwash your grandkids. Brainwash your children to save 10% every paycheck till retirement. I can tell you that's probably the best brainwashing you could ever do. Why? Because it works with compound interest, dollar cost averaging. Compound interest, dollar cost averaging, the rule of 10% in retirement for savings for retirement. So if my paycheck, and I'm delivering newspapers, you grandkids out there, please tell your grandparents, please tell your, hey, if you made, do they deliver newspapers, Alex? I don't know if they do that
man,
anymore.
I don't think so, my man. That's there might all be right, a few right. towns that still do it, but.
Well, I'm just thinking, if you're making $10 delivering newspapers or mowing the yard for $25, $2.50. Now, getting your kid to save $2.50, I talk about that in my introduction to my book, that's $2.50. I guarantee they start getting brainwashed, it's going to become a habit. And that muscle memory, that habit can stay with them, and they will be very, 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 very secure at retirement. Dollar cost averaging 10%. Now, if you're older and you're heading into retirement, maybe it's a higher number, and so that's why you want to give me a call. Scott, am I on target? Will I have enough for the money to last? 609-488-4646. Scott, I need to ask you a question. Let's get together off the air, no cost, no obligation. I promise you, I will not try to say anything, but I can tell you, let's find out if you're on target or off target. There's nothing worse than, as you mentioned in the beginning of this segment, Alex, that many people are afraid to ask questions. Why? Because they're going to get sold. Why are they asking questions? Because they're embarrassed. Why? Because they feel they should know, but they don't know. This is why do you go to professionals for guidance. And that's why I have in my workshop and in all my education, when people meet with us, hide your checkbook, hide your wallet. You can't do business with me. Let's get to know each other. And then we can decide if it's a good fit for you or for my firm. Because not knowing is that's the biggest pain, which is called change. Am I willing to change my habits? Then once you change your habits, the biggest problem, listen to me, this is you listening, is called procrastination. You keep putting it off, but you didn't call McLean Advisory Group or an advisor. You didn't give a call at 609-488-4646. I got to put a plug, but you didn't call us to get some information, no cost, but you didn't find out the information you need to know to your circumstance, whether you're having a great marriage and it's maybe your child gets sick, maybe you're about to get remarried. What kind of trust should you have? How do I protect my assets for my children, even though I'm getting remarried? How do I take care of my lovely spouse in case their lights go dim? How do I make sure my money's in a good position because the market's so volatile? These are questions people are afraid to ask because they're afraid to get sold. And then you end up putting it off for procrastination and doing nothing. There's nothing worse than sticking your head in the sand because what happens? Your vitals are exposed like an ostrich looking at their egg. This is a challenge I find, Alex.
609-488-4646 is the number for Scott and his team. 609-488-4646. 10,000 boomers turning 65 each and every day. But Gen X coming right behind them, getting ready here pretty soon. And one question I have here, Scott, can Gen X count on Social Security for their retirement?
They can. They can really count on it. But the question is, will they be able to count on it? I mean, right now, the way the deficit's going, could they be using money from the Social Security coffers? We already know that the number comes down. Every time I do an educational workshop on Social Security, it comes down. So now the question is, could there be a 20% drop by 2033? That's right around the corner, 10 years from now, as we do our show today in 2023. So if you're listening this in 2024, okay, it's 9 years, but the question is going to be, can I take a haircut? Or am I saving enough outside of Social Security, Alex, is the real question. Because if you want to live on Social Security, and many people can, but maybe they're living with their children. Maybe they're living with their sugar daddy or sugar mama. I don't know. But
that's
the question is, can you live on it? I mean, I don't know, but I want to make sure that I'm buttoned up nice and safe. I don't want to be a drain on my children.
Of course.
But maybe it's not a drain. Maybe it's maybe I'm just living at their house, which is, I've had several conversations. Should I buy a house, Scott, that's a duplex? Maybe. I don't know. But the question is, how long will your money last if the market drops 30%? Mm. If the stock market drops 30% like it did in 2008, when it was a 56% drop in 1 year, how are you going to sleep at night? This is why people are calling us often, Alex.
Yeah, I think that's wise. And
it's real.
And obviously, it's smart to get started early. And, you know, we're talking about Gen Xers. But Scott, final question here, this segment, you know, maybe when you're even in your 40s, you still have some time, but what should you be thinking about at that point? And is that too early to get with a financial advisor like yourself?
I think people should get a financial advisor when they're a lot younger. Hmm. And then if they're 40s, yes, I think it's not even an issue. I don't shop somebody out. I don't care. Two or three appointments. Find different people. Find someone that you can mesh with. Find someone who's not going to look at you as a dollar sign, but they're looking at it as a, they want to help you sign. This is how you shop. And I've got a whole white paper on just on that, Alex. People can get their hands on it. How do you look for a financial advisor? How do you mesh, and how should you, what questions should you ask? Really important, because putting it off, it just caused a bigger problem.
609-488-4646 is the number. 609-488-4646. Just add a .com for the website. And like Scott mentioned earlier, you can go to the site there and send in your own questions, which is just so important, Scott, because that's what we're going to talk about on the show. Is we wouldn't be talking about stuff if people weren't worried about it. They didn't have concerns. They didn't have questions. And so getting those to us is just so important, because we want to try
to
answer.
I'd love to help. I'd love to help the people. Put your questions down. Go to our website. Give us a shout out. I think that's critical.
Heck yeah. All right. Well, Gen Xers, not quite retiring in droves just yet, but definitely need to start thinking about it, getting their head into the game. We're going to talk about more of that coming up. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McClain.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McClain from McClain Advisor Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McClain Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McClain Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice.
Scott McClain at McClain Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McClain Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McClain. 609-488-4646. 888-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
And when you pay down debt, you don't pay down the highest interest rate. The biggest mistake is you pay the highest interest rate card when you should do the snowball effect of paying down debt.
We made it back. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Gen Xers not retiring in droves just yet, but they are worried about how to get ready for retirement. You have these folks in their 40s, their 50s, and so, still around 10, 15 years maybe from retirement, Scott. We're talking about these folks today and how they can get prepared. If you have questions, the number 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. And so, Scott, for those folks that maybe still have another 10 years until they retire, what should they be really prioritizing in terms of their savings at this point?
Wants versus needs. A lot of time you want to get that fancy car, but then you're thinking, is my savings, do I have enough retirement? You're not going to think about that when you're driving that nice new, smelling car, brand new leather seats, or that boat. And you think about, how much am I saving? How much am I putting away? This is wants versus needs. We all know this. We've all heard it. This is nothing new. You don't have to go get the degrees I have to get that, but it's very, very basics. And you think about, the very basic is, number one, if you're saving enough money in savings, emergency fund, as well as saving enough money for retirement, do you know that number? Do you know what you should focus on? And don't use these pie in the sky, stupid numbers. Well, if you're getting a 12% rate of return, then you have to always save this. Don't use, be very critical on the rate of return. When a financial guy or a gal says, we're going to get you a nice rate of return of 12 to 15%. This happened to me in the 80s when the market was screaming, and the 90s. And I remember people coming in, Scott, when the market's screaming, if you can't get me 12 to 15%, I can do it myself. And they were right in that small window of opportunity.
Yeah.
And time. The question is, let's not use fake numbers, because we don't have a fake retirement when you get to the retirement age you want to get to. Are you using realistic numbers? I'm not going to tell you what it is out there, guys, but I can tell you, use realistic numbers. If you call me at our studios, I'll talk to you about it. But the second thing is, of course, want versus needs. This is the biggest problem when you say, I want to go on that fancy trip. I can tell you, I've had a client came in, Scott, we've got over $200,000 saved, and we have $1,500 of Social Security for my wife. My Social Security is $2,000 a month, and we only need $5,000 to live on. Okay, well, that means you need $1,500. How do you plan on making that up? So what does $1,500 mean to you? What does your number mean to you? And I talk about this, and I use the rule of four to keep real simple. And I'm going to give it real easy to you guys. If you take the rule of four, and I need $1,500 to get me my $5,000, like the client, well, $1,500 divided by 12 is, times 12 is $18,000. So I need to make $18,000 a year for the rest of my life. Well, if I use the rule of four, I simply divide it by the rule of four. That means I need $450,000 in my nest egg by age, let's say 65, all right, when I turn on my Social Security, or for those of you, 67, whatever that number is. But now we have to add one more factor in called, well, that's inflation. So let's throw that number in, and that's the number we focus on. Now we can buy that fancy new car with the wonderful smelling seats and leather, or we can buy that nice boat, or maybe we can put the pool in the backyard. But the mindset needs to be, but we need, honey, to put away $341 a month to get to our number. That's what Scotty said, or that's what our financial advisor said. These are numbers, but let's make them more fun, because finance is not fun. And most of you listening to me, you probably don't like numbers. Most people don't like numbers, except you win the lottery. Then you get the right numbers you like. That's probably the only time you like numbers. But cultivate the mindset of saving. Understand if it's $325 a month you need to save. Honey, can we buy that boat? Yes, we are on target. How great would that feel knowing you're on target and you're going to buy that boat or that pool that your kids are screaming for, or maybe the college fund you need to save for? Alex, make finances fun, even though they're not fun a lot of times. Pursue the passions you want in retirement. Cultivate a social connection. What are we going to do when we retire? What does it look like? And then I think of those older people that are in retirement right now, the volunteer give back. There's an organization I'm strongly love. It's called Star Poverty. Star Poverty right here in Barnegat, New Jersey, where they're only focused to how do I get people food? And they need volunteers. Listen to me right now. If you can offer time to Star Poverty right here in Barnegat, New Jersey, please call me. Please call me right now so I can get you the information on Starve, S-T-A-R-V-E, Poverty. They do a wonderful job. This nonprofit, I know the people. I know the money is very fiscally sound. 609-488-4646. I am a big supporter of theirs. I can tell you the work they do for people that are not as privileged as you listening to me. They want to help. If you want to volunteer, do a give back. 609-488-4646. And then you can think about your travel. Where do you want to explore? Not knowing that you've touched your finances are in order, your social calendar is in order, your give back is in order, you're volunteering, helping people. There's nothing worse than staying in your house and doing nothing versus getting out and helping others. This is my biggest ploy when I see people pursuing retirement. Well, here's the more other areas other than money. What are the other areas psychologically, emotionally you need to pay attention to? And I think that's really important when it comes to financial planning, Alex, not just numbers.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And I know a lot of people listening right now as we're talking about Gen Xers and baby boomers. And one thing that they share is that they may be a part of that sandwich generation where they're right in between. Maybe they're taking care of parents and they're taking kids at the same time. And Scott, you know, this can have a huge impact on your finances, can have a huge impact on planning for your own well-being in the future. And how does maybe someone address this?
Sandwich generation. You know, I heard that. It was kind of funny. And you think about taking care of your mom and dad, like my meeting just a while ago, helping your mom and dad. Or maybe you meet a Generation Xer and they're 50 years old, got a couple kids. Maybe their kids are 20, 23. Then you got the grandmom and grandpa, 70s and 80s. How does that look? And then all of a sudden you find out you have to take care of mom and dad and you're juggling all sorts of emotional things, taking care of your mom and dad, taking care of your young kids, and all of a sudden the grandbabies start popping out or your children are having struggles. These, I don't know if this is answering your question when you think about it, Alex, but the Generation Xers and versus the boomers, this sandwich generation, the financial responsibilities may not seem much to you now, but when it sneaks up on you and your dad has a heart attack, your mom gets MS, your children get a divorce and they don't have any money, it sneaks up on everybody. It affects Yep. more than just one person. This is an emotional and financial question, Alex. And this is a big thing that people aren't paying attention, let alone the medication, the expense they're paying for healthcare.
Yeah.
And so this is really important, Alex.
Well, and I think the big thing is, Scott, is that you can plan, but life is going to happen. Yep. You know, it's going to happen and you've seen it happen. And people know this already in their own lives. They know that they've planned and then, well, I didn't know I'd get married at 20 and divorced at 30. Or I didn't know that, like you said, my parent was going to get sick or whatever. And so, you know, it is important to plan. And then you also have to plan for the unexpected, which I know that sounds impossible, but there are really things you can put in place to do that, right, Scott? In the last couple minutes,
this is funny. Just a lovely client. They have a significant amount of money. Husband and wife, great. They've been with us many, many years as financial clients. We've guided them through the legal and taxes. Let me give you a situation. This may be you out there. Listen real close. They have a beautiful son, a beautiful daughter. The daughter went through a terrible divorce. She has two children, and now she's getting remarried, and she will be inheriting significant money when mom and dad pass away. I know that. I know the whole family. Here's the question. When I asked the father today, if your daughter dies before you do, and then the money goes to the estate, does the money go to the grandchildren? He goes, well, you know, Scott, you did my estate. I said, I know. But what does her will say? What if she dies after you? She inherits the money, then she dies. Does her new husband get the money, and the money goes to her children and to his children? Does she have that in her will? Has the financial advisor paid attention to the will of your children, the will, power of attorney, living will? You see, when you pass money on, we can help our clients grow money, Alex. The question is, what happens if they pass on? Should we have that, I call it the come to Jesus meeting, come down to earth and find out, by the way, kids, I'm not trying to weasel my life into you becoming your financial advisor, but mom and dad want to make sure that you're buttoned up nice and tight, that in the event mom and dad dies, that your money goes to you and your portion of the money goes to the blood, not to the new husband or the new husband's children, if they have children before they get married. I see this time and time again. People are not paying attention to the legal aspects, let alone where does the money go and do they have enough money, Alex? This is another snag in the three blind mice scenario. 609-488-4646. By the way, guys, that's my website, 609-488-4646. That's the phone number. And it's also 609-488-4646.com. You can't forget it. Why? Because we're here for you to help you answer your questions and concerns. No cost, no time is the best time right now.
Love it. And when we come up, it's a great time for some taxes trivia. Putting Scott to the test.
I love taxes.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't? Financial Insanity with Scott McClain. More coming up.
Scott McClain at McClain Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McClain Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McClain. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McClain from McClain Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McClain Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McClain Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice. News, tips, and financial tricks, all right here.
It's the kind of devil we need around here.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McClain, powered by McClain Advisory Group.
time now to have some fun putting Scott to the test. A little bit of retirement trivia. All right, man. Hope you're ready. We're going to focus on taxes. So that should be...
Oh, I love paying taxes. Everybody out there loves paying taxes.
Yeah, that's one of your favorite topics. So, Scott, the federal income tax, when was it created? Your options, 1776. That's a good year. 1804, 1861, 1913. When was the federal income tax created?
You know, Alex, that is really unfair. And I'm thinking about it because... I was leaning maybe, 1817, 1804. I know that one of the amendments, the 16th Amendment. I don't know the year. I know there was some changes in the tax law where you see some debates right now fighting the tax law, saying it was never really voted on. This is why you hear some people saying, I don't need to pay my taxes. It was never finally finalized. But I'm going to go with 1913.
Well, the actual answer, C, 1861. But here, you know, you're on the right track. President Lincoln signing the Revenue Act in 1861 imposed the first ever federal income tax to generate funds for the Civil War. Now, it was repealed 10 years later, and then in 1913, the 16th Amendment established the federal income tax system we know today. So
am I right or wrong?
You're wrong. All right, Scott, you're wrong. All right, but I'm being nice. You were close, all right?
All right. I'll go with it. But by the way, 1913 is when it was enacted, 1913.
There you go. Right.
I just pulled that up on Mr. Google. Google knows everything. This is about 400 pages. So maybe I can give me a half a point on that.
All right. If you want half a point, Scott, you get half a point. All right. I'll take a half. All right. Question number two. What was the first tax deadline when the modern federal income tax was established? So the first tax deadline, we know it now to be what?
April 16th, 17th. Okay. It keeps changing. Yeah,
I was going to say it, and then I was like, well, it was different this year. Anyways, the options, January 1, February 14, March 1, April 1. What was the first tax deadline?
I'm going to say March.
That is C, March 1, my friend. You got to trust your gut, man. And so that was the original deadline.
That was a guess.
Either way, that was the original deadline back in 1913. Now, it only took 6 years for the government to say, maybe we should give them till the 15th. So they actually pushed it to March 15th, and it stayed there until 1955. And then the IRS said, hey, we need another month. You know, since there's only four people that work there, they were like, you know what, let's get another month. And so they pushed it. So there you go.
I did guess for a listening audience. I'm not as brilliant as Alex is, but he has the answers and I don't.
I was going to say, pretty easy. Looking right at him. All right. This is just a simple true or false, Scott. If you have any questions, Scott can help you out. The number for Scott, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. So this true
but
or
they
false?
Can't ask me trivia questions. That's not fair.
Yeah, that's not cool. No. True or false? The job of tax preparer is female dominated. True or false?
Now that's a really, really low blow because, in all fairness, if I say it's male, I'll get yelled at because obviously one sector of the courses think I'm biased towards male or female. I'm going to say it's female, but I just got to pull that out of my tailpipe. I'm thinking female dominated because what the heck? I mean, these women, frankly, if you look at my office, we have a lot of women working here. They're sharp. They're on their game. I love working with them. And it's my field is dominated. So I'm going to say women just because I have a lot of them in my office. But again, I don't have a preference.
You are right, Scott. That is true. So we have online research from Zipia finding 65% of all tax preparers are women. Now, also, average age for tax preparer, although we would never ask, is 47, and the majority are located in New York and Chicago. We got time for it. Let's do extra credit. Let's do a little bonus round here, okay? final question for you, Scott. And if you are out there and you have questions, 609-488-4646. 609-488-4646 is the number. All right. American symbol Uncle Sam, allegedly based on who? Is it A, businessman Sam Wilson, B, founding father Samuel Adams, C, General Sam Houston, or D, Sam I Am from Green Eggs and Ham?
Wow, I love Green Eggs and Ham. That's my favorite book. I could even read that. I don't know if that's the one, so we'll get rid of D.
Yeah, it's probably not.
I think that was D, right?
Yeah, that was D.
General Houston, nah, he was too busy fighting wars. It's between Samuel Adams and Wilson.
But we know what Samuel Adams looks like because he's on the locker, right?
Yeah.
So is that the same person as the Uncle Sam?
I like the Samuel Adams wheat beer. I'm going to go with Sammy Adams. I like him.
Okay. Well, you might like him. It is actually A, Sam Wilson. So not Samuel Adams. It is businessman Sam Wilson, actually a businessman during the War of 1812. He supplied barrels of beef to the army. They were stamped U.S. to indicate government property. That identification led to the widespread use of the nickname Uncle Sam for the United States. So people started saying Uncle Sam because of the U.S.
Isn't that amazing?
So there you go. Sam Wilson.
That's crazy.
Supplying
Samuel Adams. Many people out there like Samuel Adams.
Yeah.
So if you're having a beer, then you can get the wrong answers like me.
But, there you go. Yeah. No problem. No problem. Well, that was fun, Scott. You did a great job. And
can I get a half a point? Isn't this the generation where you can get a medal for losing? I did say Samuel Adams. That means I got Sam part. Could I get like a quarter point maybe?
You know.
I mean, everybody gets free medals for doing nothing these days. Give me a quarter point.
I guess. You know, if it's going to make you feel better, I don't want to ruin your day. I think we'll allow it. We're pretty soft on the rules around here. Scott, for the folks out there, this was really fun, this trivia question, but in all seriousness, if people have questions, what should they do, Scott?
I'd love to give you a couple minutes off the air, 609-488-4646. There's a lot of questions you guys are having, especially when it comes to taxes we spoke about. When it comes to your investments, should you maybe rethink your portfolio? Now is not a time to roll the dice. Or if you're rolling the dice, maybe you're lucky. But the question is, do you want to roll your dice when it comes to your investments? So I'd love to help guide you. We have been an educational workshop on WBNJ for now. I think it's almost 13, 14 years. We've been a proud supporter of theirs because we're able to give educational information. And obviously myself making a fool of myself on these trivia questions. You know what? I love it. Why? Because people out there are having a trivia question in their mind saying one thing right now. What do I do? Should I put my money and bunker down and hunker down and maybe put it in some fixed guaranteed investments? Should I shift over to the income world because the growth world could shrink my monies? I'm getting these questions all the time. You know, a second opinion is very brilliant for those of you who want a fresh sense of maybe, what does McLean Advisory Group do? How do they work? We'd love to talk to you. 609-488-4646. Again, this is Scott McLean, your host, Financial Insanity. Out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. 609-488-4646. And thanks for joining us today. Look forward to hearing from you guys. And again, thanks for being a supporter of WBNJ and McLean Advisory Group right around the corner in Weirdtown, New Jersey.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing or McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McLean from McLean Advisor Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McLean Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McLean Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bellpoint Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bellpoint Asset Management, LLC.